Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Hello and welcome to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, and welcome wherever you are, whether it's morning, it's afternoon, it's evening. We've got 2 hours of mediumship conversation for music ahead of us. I'll do my spiel first of all before I go any further. Anybody who wants to find out about me, Matthew James, my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I'm on Facebook. I've got a public figure page on Facebook. My identity on Facebook is MJMedium. I'm also on Twitter, which is @JamesMedium. I've also got a website. I do a lot of intensive mediumship training workshops, online Skype training, personal mentoring for self-development. My website for that is www.imtworkshops.com. I've got a special guest on tonight. It's a lady that I know from here in Australia. She's a very good medium. as she does the expos here. I'm just hoping that we can actually get her online because we've been having technical difficulties. We've had gremlins just before the show. Me and Ken have been trying to call Dagmar in. It's one of the things with live radio. You never know what's going to happen. I'm just kind of hoping that if we can, we can speak to Dagmar. If not, I'm trying to organise another guest, and you're not going to put up with me all for the next 2 hours. The plan of the show is, as always, we're going to be having some live callers. You'll be able to ring in. You'll be able to have some live readings from me and hopefully a guest. So, yeah, I'm just going to just check, see if we can hear Dagmar before we go any further. Dagmar, are you there? Hello, Dagmar. I know we've got technical difficulties, so... yeah, it looks like I'm going to be very much on my own this evening until we actually sort out this connection. So I think what we'll do is we'll go into the next piece of music. Then what I will do is I will see if we've got any callers online. So Ken, you can put the next piece of music on, please.
Just
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Oh, the joys of live radio. I was supposed to have a guest on tonight, Dagmar from Melbourne, who is a reader that I know really well from doing expos with. I know she's also gone over to the UK. It's not actually happening tonight. We have had some gremlins, and we've got an internet connection problems. What I'm trying to do is get myself a gig. I'm looking for some volunteers. Is there Nick there? Is there Sarah? Is there even Mike there who could come in and just... Then I'm not talking to myself all the time.
Well, I'm here with you.
Oh, awesome. Mr. Davis.
How are we doing there, Mr. James?
I'm trying to hold the gremlins at bay, Mr. Davis.
Well, you know, I had a few gremlins in the system yesterday as well, you know?
Oh, dear me. I don't have to talk to myself then.
Well, it's a very difficult thing to do, Matthew, isn't it? Is to talk to yourself sometimes.
Well, I mean, the irony is most people think us mediums are schizophrenic because we get voices in our head. And what I was going to do was I was going to do an interview with myself.
That'd be a good one to do, an interview.
Yeah, but I don't think it would go down very well somehow. So I've got someone else to talk to anyway.
Well, I could always interview you, Matthew, if you wanted me to.
But then it wouldn't be my show then, would it?
Well, of course it would, because it'd be all about you. Mm. Or you can interview me. You could do whatever you want.
What you can do, Mike, is do a plug for yourself since you're on, and your radio shows.
Well. My show is on a Sunday, right here at Mike Spirit FM, exactly where you are, Martha, and exactly where people are listening to us right now. It's on at 8 p.m. UK time, it's a very busy show.
Awesome. What about the road shows?
Well, the road show, I mean, I know you was just playing the ad. I must add on to that bit of an advert there that the road show is down to the one day and one night due to unforeseen circumstances, and it's on the Saturday 23rd of February, where there's an all-day free psychic fair, so people can come in and have readings if they wish, or just browse around the stalls that's going to be there. There's going to be lots of stalls going on and lots of things happening, and the evening there's going to be a demonstration of our mediumship with myself, Nick Humphreys, which is another host here on Mike Spirit FM, and Grant Collier, which is another host of Mike Spirit FM. So it's going to be all the hosts of Mike Spirit FM in one under one roof, giving a demonstration of what we do. I can't think of anything better.
No, neither can I. I wish I was there. I mean, I know we've been having discussions about me coming over to the UK, and it would be awesome to actually do a show, get actually there on stage with everybody and be there with everybody.
Well, you know, Matthew, that time will come very soon, isn't it? You know, it's fast approaching. I know that I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag, so to speak, just yet. But, the time is fast approaching, and, I look forward to standing on the same stage as you not just as an, you know, on the same radio, but on the same stage, and it's going to be fantastic.
It would be fantastic. It's something I'm really looking forward to, because I know both of us, it's our passion to actually connect with Spirit and to be there on stage and to be able to deliver messages. Do you get a little bit nervous, Mike, before a show? Because I certainly do.
Yeah.
Hello, this is
that Dag? Who's that? Who's just interrupted our conversation?
Oh, I am so sorry. It's Dagmar. I finally got online.
Hello, Dagmar. Well, we can have a threesome. There's no problem.
Come on, Dougal.
We can do a bit of a round. We can do a bit of a round table. If you're all right staying on, are you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay to stay on. But you're more than welcome to talk with your guests now. And
I'm just looking at what Spirit's done. It's actually brought three of us together, and there's somebody somewhere in the ethers having a little giggle, thinking, ha ha ha, got all three of them online now.
Well, you know, sometimes it works that way, doesn't it?
It does. Hi, Dagmar. Do you want to tell everybody what you do and do a bit of a plug with your website, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay. Well, I'm a psychic medium. I live in Melbourne, in Berwick, and I see clients from home. And I attend many of the big expos, like the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival, and a lot of the local expos as well. I travel interstate. Coming to Canberra in a couple of months, Matthew, to the Health Harmony Soul Expo. So lots of things that go on. I also teach classes. My website is inspirationalinsights.com.au, and I have a listing of all the things that I've got. I also do events with demonstrations of mediumship, so that if, you know, people want us to connect loved ones passed over, we do that in an open forum, like a hall or somewhere like that, various venues.
Yeah, and you've got a pommy husband, haven't you?
I do have a pommy husband, yes, absolutely.
And he's another believer as well. He's another reader as well, isn't he?
He is. He's Glenn Bryant medium, so he does work with me in this industry, which is really useful for a nice relationship, makes interesting conversation because we're both psychic.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I know because my wife, Chris Henderson, is very, very, very psychic as well. You can't get anything, can't keep secrets from each other, can you, really?
No, absolutely not.
It's a unique kind of relationship when people don't kind of realise what it's like when you've got two mediums living together. It's unique. Do you get like with me and Chris, where I get her mum through and I give secrets away about Chris, and then Chris gets my dad and she gets stuff from my dad? Do you get that at all with Glenn?
We've done a few things like that. Don't try not to let that intrude too often. It's more on, I know what you're thinking, you know, and then all of a sudden we'll both come out with the same thing, or we'll come out with exactly what the other person's been thinking. Gee, I was just thinking that. It must have read my mind, but it's literal and it happens a lot.
I know the same thing, because we can be sitting in the car, me and Chris, and she'll be driving and I'll be in the passenger seat, and I'll suddenly turn around her and say, I know, let's have a Chinese tonight. And she'll say, hey, stop pinching my thoughts, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, exactly that kind of thing.
It's funny, it's really, really funny. It's a special relationship, that's the best way of putting it.
Well, I think we all deserve it when we get to a certain time in our life to have that special one that works really well, doesn't it?
I think we do. Do you do anything in the UK, Dagmar? Do you know when Glenn goes over? Do you do any shows in the UK at all?
Yes, we have done. We've worked at a number of the churches, the spiritualist churches, like because Glenn comes from Kent, we've done Gillingham Spiritualist Church, Seven Oaks Spiritualist Church. We've been in Maidstone at the Spiritual Centre there.
Awesome, because you know a lot of people who will be actually listening to us are actually in the UK. So what I tend to do with guests on here is to encourage the plug and encourage mentioning the websites and what you do, because you never know, you might actually get somebody from the UK wishing to have a reading with you. I take it you do Skype and phone readings, do you, Dagmar, amongst everything that you do?
Absolutely. Got to keep in touch with technology. The world is a much smaller place nowadays.
Well, that's right. I know we had some Skype technical issues before, but I think it was just the connection. I don't think it was your end.
I don't know. The point is, we're here. We've got it together.
That's right. And we've still got Mr. Davis in the background, haven't we, sir?
Yes, you have indeed, Matthew.
I've got to be very reverent to you, sir, because you are the big boss man on Mike Spirit FM, and I've got to give you that kind of respect. So I'm going to call you Mr. Davis, if that's all right.
That's perfectly fine. But, Matthew, you know, I don't want any special titles. I really
I think you noticed the sarcasm in my voice, and the whole idea is just to have a little bit of fun on this show.
Exactly.
Now, pulling straws, because obviously you're all right doing live readings, are you, Dagmar, when we get a caller in? You're okay with that?
Yep, not a problem at all.
I've been pulling some imaginary straws, and I've got it that Mike's going to be going first on the first caller, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. So I get the big straw or the short one?
You've got the short one.
Right, no problem.
And then I'm going to have to go second myself. And then, Dagmar, if you're all right, you're going to follow up behind us just on this first caller, if that's all right.
Not a problem, yep.
So everybody, remember, you can call in and you can get live readings. A copy of the show is going to be available in the archives right after the show. So anybody who's having a reading with us tonight, you'll be able to get a copy of your reading and scrutinise it further after the show. So what I'm going to do is, I think we'll go into the first caller, which I believe is Tasha. Tasha, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, please, Tasha?
California.
Okay, I'm going to cross you over to the capable hands of Mike Davis, the people psychic, for the first connection with you. Mike, are you there, please, for Tasha?
Yes, hi, Tasha.
Hi, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Well, let me build a communication here to the spirit world for you, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Tasha, I want to talk to you first of all of a lady I have here with me in the spirit world, a lady that makes me aware that when she passed from this life, she makes me aware that she links to your mum's side of your family, and when she passed from this life, she makes me aware that she would have liked to keep herself as active as she possibly could, because she makes me aware that her movements were slightly restricted, of what she could and what she couldn't do was very much restricted as well, but she would like to keep trying. She tried to plod on as much as she could towards the end of her life there. She makes me aware that she, you know, she lost a little bit of weight before she passes as well, because I'm looking at her face and it seems to slim down. So I know that I want to say that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passes home to the spirit world there. And I know, see, as she comes forward, that she makes me aware of being like grandma. So do you understand that your grandma in the spirit world that would fit that description? Is that right?
Probably my great-great-grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. And she would have lost a little bit of weight, and she was very independent when she was here. She would like to keep herself busy, even though that her physical body wouldn't allow her to. She kept going and going. Now, she makes me aware as well that she was a very wise lady when she was here, that she would have liked to give some good advice, some good knowledge. She was very knowledgeable when she was here. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I know, Tasha, that this lady has joined you. And see, as she talks to me about being knowledgeable and about being wise, that she talks to me about that in your life there at the minute, that you need, you're kind of looking for some advice at the minute, because I know that there's things going on within your life that you feel a little left out with. Do you understand that you feel a little left out there, Tasha, at the moment?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that it's like those are supposed to be the closest to you that you feel more left out by? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, and she talks to me here about that this has been going on for some time now, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, and I know that she talks to me about that you're wanting it to come to a close very quickly. You're wanting it to be, you want it to be sorted as soon as possible. I know that you're drawing upon the energy of the spirit world to ask them to come and deal with it and sort it for you. Do you understand of that there, Tasha?
Yes.
Okay. See, now she also talks to me about that there's been lots of hurt, upset, in your life. So you've been feeling a little bit hurt and upset around your life at the moment. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Why does she suddenly make me aware of my hands? I don't know if you have a problem with your hands at the minute, or there's someone else in your life that has a problem with their hands. Do you understand of this?
Yes, my mother.
Okay. See, so it's your mother that has a problem with her hands. So she wants to address your mum at the minute. Because I know as she makes me aware of my hands, she makes me aware of being like, that there's concerns there. And I know I've always said and always will say, if these conditions are recognized there in the spirit world, know that the healing's going that way there for you, for your mum. Now, I know as well, Natasha, that I want to see to you that as I look forward into your life, that you feel that, see, at the minute that you're at a crossroads, shall I, shan't I, is this the right thing to be doing? I know I want to see that you, as you walk forward, that you will become very apparent very quickly that the choices that, that you've made the last few weeks are the right ones for you, okay? And I know that's going to become apparent very, very soon there for you. But I'm also being told as well there, Offa, that, you know, that you have to learn to trust yourself and trust your own judgment sometimes, because it's like as if you would rather be led than be the one to lead. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that you have to start learning your own, follow your own inner tuition, okay? Because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you. I know that that's where you feel as if you need to go to. So, you know, you follow that inner tuition there. As I said, be the one that leads instead of following a lead, okay? I'm being told as well about you wanting to move on in another direction in your life as well, Natasha. Do you understand that you want in another direction in your life at the moment?
Yes. When is everything going to change over? That's like I'm just at a standstill.
Ah, right, okay. See, because I know that, see, when we want bringing in this change, as you just said about when is everything going to change over, see, I believe that's what I'm looking for there for you at the minute. You know, I want to change things in your life. So, you know, it'll change as soon as you start trusting yourself. Things will start going in, the wheels will start being turning into motion, okay? So first things first, let's learn to trust ourselves. Let's learn to do with what we need to do ourselves. And then we need to go forward with what we're doing. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, to answer that question, it's up to you when it changes, because you need to make the changes yourself. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know I want to talk to you of a gentleman as well, a gentleman that I want to see the past very quickly home to the spirit world. I know he makes me aware of my chest, almost as if it's my heart, because I know that he passes very quickly and he makes me aware that he was you a minute in the spirit world the next one. So I know his passing was very sudden.
It's
your dad, bless him. See, when he went home to the spirit world, it was very quick. And he makes me aware that he was a very strong, stern kind of a gentleman of when he was you there, Tasha. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, and it's that authoritative part that you miss. So would I be right in saying to you that you're looking for some kind of authoritative figure or authoritative direction in your life at the minute? It's something like, I'll tell you where you need to go. That's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that as your dad comes close there, he's heard them calls for help. And he will do his very best, his utmost best, to be with you, to show you the way forward, if you like. Okay. Okay, good. And never be afraid, because he's always around you. Okay, he's always going to be in your life. Know that your dad walks with you every step of the way, side by side. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. Now I know, see, Tasha, that I want to say to you that, you know, that your great grandma, your dad, is very close there with you in the spirit world. Okay, and you know. In some kind of way, it's like if they want to hold you up one each end, like a set of crutches then, if you like, or like a support you there from the spirit world to aid you and to move you forward from this vibration there, okay? So you know, stop fearing that you're alone, because you're not. Okay, do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so I'm being told...
Yeah, because I try to look for signs from them when I be outside walking.
Okay. So you just say that again, sorry.
I was trying to look for, I'd be trying to look for signs when I'd be outside walking.
Okay, okay. See, because I'm saying to him, you know, that she wants something off you, okay? And see, what he tells me is that you have had some kind of little sign there. Do you understand that you've had a little sign?
Okay.
Yourself, okay? And what I'm being told is the feather. Do you understand that the feather has fallen right by you, or you found a feather in the homeless?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that, see, as you're saying about that you've been looking for the signs, he says to me, well, tell her about the feather, okay? And that should be enough there for you to realize that he is there with you, okay?
Okay.
So let me leave that there with you, Tasha, okay?
Okay.
So thank you very much for calling. And remember,
okay,
as Matt just said, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello, Tasha. I was actually picking your father up around about probably the same time that Mike was, because I'd actually scribbled it down on a piece of paper. Now, did your father have any, I know the heart was mentioned, but did he have any particular breathing problem, or had to slow down his breathing, or was he conscious about his breathing? Because my breathing pattern changed when I was listening to your father.
Yes.
Hello. Because I'm wanting to breathe much slower, and I'm wanting to be very, very calm, like I got agitated. Or he's emphasizing how agitated is the way that you get at times. You get worked up and agitated. Because I'm wanting to tell you to breathe easier and learn to breathe and be cool and be calm.
Okay.
So you're not actually prone to panic attacks, though, are you?
No.
So where is this agitation and where is this feeling that is being emphasized here, almost like we can't put things into focus because we're thinking about too many things at any one time?
Yeah, it's true.
So I know, I'm just confirming what Mike has already said. I know Father is close, but Father is trying to emphasize just how close he is. He seems to think that you're rubbing your eyes a lot, not necessarily with tears, but the fact that you've got sore eyes and you're trying to strain over small print.
Okay.
Do you understand me? And have you been having problems, and this might be symbolic, so bear with me, problems actually putting some cotton or thread through the eye of a needle, because it's almost like somebody's showing me that you can't thread a needle anymore, or there's something symbolic about it. You don't do anything like a seamstress or anything to do with the need to thread a needle, do you?
Okay. I need to thread a needle?
No. Do you need to thread a needle? Is there any need, anything to do with cotton or anything to do with sewing? Because somebody was showing me somebody having a problem with their eyes threading a needle.
Oh, no.
So can you place me who in your immediate family this will be referring to, because there is an eye problem here?
Probably my grandmother that's still living.
Now, right, and she's really strange. She's going to put the needle right up to her eyes to see, has she?
Oh, okay.
Would this be your dad's mom?
Oh, could be. It could have been, yeah, my dad's mother.
Right.
She
okay.
Too.
Right. What is being emphasized here is this feeling that come March, come April, there is this definite change in the air. There is this definite spring clean that is occurring for you in that period. I don't know if you are planning boxing things up and clearing things out, but it's
a
good
spring. Oh yeah, I do. I'm hoping to move by then.
Right, this is what's been emphasized then, because we're going to March, we're going to April, and I'm clearly being shown boxes being moved and the old things being thrown out, all the things that we've hoarded thrown away because you really can't afford to have those taken with you. So the haulage company means there is a bit of distance, because it's a contractor who's taken all this. This isn't just a few little journeys. It seems it's all going into a haulier here. So I don't know what distance you are planning, but I'm being shown that there is some distance as far as your travelling is concerned.
Okay. Okay.
Now, they're then taking me to June, approximately June. When they give me timings, I'm like kind of, I prefer to give a bit of a time period than a specific. So I want to actually go June, July, August. I want to go to that period. And it is this feeling of joy and excitement and acceptance and a little bit of a change of surroundings, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to believe in yourself, somebody's saying, when it comes to a work situation. You're not going from one crisis to another crisis.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a contract being shown or a contract being signed here, which I can only assimilate as being a work contract. I can't see, and it's, I mean, the other contracts, no, the other ones like marriage contracts, et cetera, don't come into play there, because what they're talking about this, as far as relationships go, you've still got to find yourself, feel attractive, you've still got to feel, you've still got to feel that people are there for you. It's been a long time since, I mean, it's been emphasized, there's obviously clearly been a divorce or a separation some time back, and you've had recovery from this. This goes without saying what's been said.
Yeah.
So it's about time that life went for you, went round, it worked its way around to you.
Okay. So will I be in the same city or a different city?
To be absolutely honest, I feel that you'll be in a different city.
Okay.
That's the feeling that I've got, but the question mark here is, Tasha, is this dependent on what job you get, or what or your job, or do you get? Can you get a residence and then determine the job afterwards?
Okay.
There's a big difference in where you can be. If it's reliant on where a job is, it's another city. But if it's a case of you get the property first and then the job, I believe it's where you are.
Okay.
It all rests on the job that you will be getting. And notice
okay.
They're emphasizing the job that you're getting.
Okay.
Now, I hope you can actually understand what Father is saying, because I'm trying to say this between breaths, like he's having a bit of a trying to get the words out.
Okay.
So I'm relying a lot on what's in my mind, as in I'm picking up his thoughts. I'm not necessarily getting his clairaudient connection.
Okay. So he's basically letting me know in two time I will be moving and working at a new job.
Let's basically say I've got a nodding head. He had a sore neck as well, your father, because I'm trying to nod my neck door.
Okay.
So again. He had problems across his shoulder, because I'm feeling that. And I believe his father's here as well. So your grandfather's here.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if they were best buddies, but they're certainly putting their arms around each other and saying, hey, hi.
Okay.
Now, can I actually leave their connection with you? And I will just then pass you over to Dagmar. Thank you for calling in. And Dagmar, are you there?
Yes, I am. I've been listening.
Do you want to add anything, Dagmar? Have you got a connection for Tasha?
I was getting the dad connection, and I'm not sure that I've got anything else that I can really add other than to give Tasha just his love. Really, is what he wanted to pass on to you. And just a feeling, well, the impression that I was getting is of someone who's not looking at things. So it's like your head, Tasha, it's like your head's turned away. So I feel like that there is still a sense of sadness around you about things that haven't worked out of late. And I do get a sense of some monetary problems that he was giving me. And it's just saying to me that, you know, he wants to encourage you to say that there is an improvement that's coming in that area.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's pretty much what I wanted to add to it, yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Dagmar. Thank you for calling, Tasha. It was lovely talking to you.
Okay, thank you, you guys. God bless you.
God bless you. Now, Mike, Dagmar, do we want to change the order for the next caller?
I don't mind.
Up to you.
Would you like to go first, Dagmar?
All right, not a problem.
Okay, and Mike, you go second?
No problem at all.
Because I'm just trying to work, because this is obviously a bit of a round table and it's a bit of spirit intervention here saying, right, we're going to have them all three on stage tonight. And I just thought what we'd do is we would all exchange places and we'll go into the next caller. So I believe it's area 831. Are you there, please?
Yes. Hello. My name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Where are you calling from, please?
California.
Okay. Do you have a specific question for the three mediums that are live this evening, or would you just like us just to tune in?
You can, I guess, tuning in, or if my grandmother is there.
Okay, I will just hand you over first of all to my special guest this evening, or my first special guest this evening, Dagmar. Dagmar, can you connect for Danielle, please?
Absolutely, Danielle. Hi, I am. I do get a lovely lady in the spirit world here who wants to step in close to you, and the feeling that I've got from her, she does make me feel very motherly, there's a lot of warmth with this lady. Now, can you understand, I want to talk about spending a lot of time with this lady. She almost made me feel like mum, that there's a real closeness that was between the two of you, and that she must have looked after you a fair bit when you were younger. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's okay. Now, I want to reaffirm that she is definitely around you, that she's very close to you, that she does look in on you. I just want to give a little bit more. I just want to check in a little bit more with what she's got to say, because she's making me aware of cups of tea. I feel like that she must have liked cups of tea, either that or you're the person who drinks a lot of tea, and I'm seeing milky tea. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yes? Was that her or was that you?
That was her, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. It was, and would there also, it just made me feel like that there was an English connection. Would there also be an English connection in your family?
I think her family, yes, her mother.
Yes. That's okay. That's all right. It's just a reference point of what she's giving me as evidence around you. Now, she's making me aware that you feel like that your world's been a little bit turned upside down and it's a little bit crazy. I just feel like that somehow you're feeling very unsettled at the moment. Do you understand that around yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. I also get here a situation where you feel like I'm not sure if this is work or at home. I kind of feel like that I'm at home. You're uncertain of how much energy to put into a particular situation, so I'm not sure if that's like your home or your relationship, but I'm getting the word reassessment coming in. Now, do you also understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I can't tell you what to do. That's not up to me, but what I do get here is that this is what is coming through to say to you, look, she's aware of what's going on around you. I know that you're feeling a little bit stuck at the moment. I'm just getting told, look, there are new opportunities around this situation still for you, that there's other ways of looking at this. Don't get yourself bogged down. And that's what it feels like, that you have been bogged down. I'm also getting a sense here of a holiday or a trip away somehow. I want to use the words time out. Now, can you relate to that you're going away or having some time out over the next couple of months or even just weeks? Because I feel like that this is so important that this gets addressed.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, wonderful. I'm just getting the word clarity coming in. So I'm getting told that that will give you some clarity around this situation.
Okay. said.
Okay. I'm actually being shown a bracelet. Now, to me, this is a gold bracelet. It's got, I feel like it's got little charms on it. It reminds me of a bracelet that I had when I was a little girl, like with little trinkets on it, like a little flower and just little bits and pieces. Do you have that from when you were little, or is that your grandmother's? I know I'm seeing this bracelet.
It's my bracelet, yes.
It's your bracelet. Gorgeous. And would that be right that your grandmother gave that to you?
Yes.
Yes. Well, she's just showing that to me as something so beautiful and so special that you still treasure, that is that keeps that connection between the two of you going. So I absolutely love that. And she gives me these goosebumps now to say, look, I really just wanted to say this is my way of saying I'm still around. I know that I'm still, you know that you're still connected with her. I also feel like that in your house, she must show you herself in different ways. Now, I feel like that the house is closed sometimes and you can smell the slight smell of her perfume. Does that make sense to you? But it's like there's this smell, and it's like all the windows are closed, but you can just smell this scent. Do you understand that?
Right, yes, yes.
Yes? Well, this is her saying, I'm here, I've been here, I've been looking in on you. Now, I know you asked about your grandmother. The first thing that I was getting around you, though, was a grandfather. Now, it is correct that her husband would also be in the spirit world. Is that true?
Yes.
And do you remember him smoking? Because I have a distinct smell, but it wasn't cigarette smoke so much as it was tobacco.
Yes.
Yes. Then please know that your grandfather is there with your grandmother as well, and he wants to be acknowledged too. So even though, you know, you wanted to say hi to grandma, please know that he's around you. He's looking in on you as well. I feel like that closeness wasn't there so much between your granddad and you, but he wants to let you know that he's your protector. He's looking out for you.
Good. Thank you.
No worries. Did you want to go next, Mike?
Yeah, most certainly. Hi, Danielle, first.
Hello.
Okay, so it was your grandmother that you wanted to link with. Okay, now, again, you know, I can't guarantee anyone in particular to come, but, you know, I am aware of a lady that comes close. I don't know if it's the same lady that Dagmar just worked with, but I know that I've got a lady here in the spirit world that certainly makes me aware of when she passed. I am aware of there's conditions, there's machines, the beeps in the background, which tells me it's like a hospital condition here. So I know that this lady either went in the hospital or she was in and out of the hospital for a little while before she passed there. I know she was taken care of, so I'll take care of this lady before she passed into the spirit world, because I know I'm aware of I'm being taken care of before I passed home to the spirit world there. I know that she's not a very big lady of her build. I believe she's quite slight of her build before she passes there. And I know that she makes me aware that she's been there for quite some time. So does that fit with the grandmother that you wanted to come through there, Danielle?
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Okay, because I know that this lady joins me here and she says to me that, you know, it's a pleasure for her to link with you at the moment. And what I'd be right in saying, see, as your grandmother makes this connection, that she says to me here that there is things going on in your life that you feel that your grandmother's love or your grandmother's energy would certainly give you a push in the right direction at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Yeah, and she says to me that you've been waiting for her, you've been asking for her, because it was always your grandmother that you would have turned to in this life. Of when things got you down, is that right?
Yes.
See, and she talks to me of things getting you down, and would I be right in saying that to you, Danielle, at the moment, that you feel that things are getting you down, things are getting on top of you then, for want of a better word, because I know that I'm feeling here is if, you know, there's just too much pressure, and it's almost like as if you've thrown yourself at something or at someone, and, you know, I've given my all, but you feel, is it coming back? Or if it's not coming, or if it is coming back, is it coming back quick enough? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, it's almost to the point of where I feel, you know, I give up worrying now. I've had enough. Would you understand why I would say that to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because your grandmother tells me there that, you know, you spent too many nights being awake of a night worrying about this. You spent too many nights, sleepless nights, worrying about it. And it's about time that we concentrated on ourselves and not so much on everyone else. You'd understand where I'm going with that, yeah?
Yep. Yes.
Perfect. Because I know that she says that to me that, you know, you know, of what you need to do or where you need to go from here on in is just to do of your best for yourself, okay? Never mind everyone else, because I know that you're the kind of person that worries about everybody else and you kind of leave yourself out to last. Do you understand of that? Okay, and what's to do with the move of the home? Do you understand that you want to move home as well?
Yes.
See, okay, because she, you know, again, it's her way of proving to you that she's around your vibration. And she says to me that first things first, before we move any home, you need to be settled in your vibration and in your life first. Now, I know that I've already said to you about you spent too many nights being awake. Now, at the moment, you're not sleeping properly at the moment. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Because she knows about that your sleep pattern is all out of sorts. And what I'd be right in saying to you that, you know, there's been a new, there's something new that's coming into your life, either a new job or a new situation that's like taking up more of your time. Do you understand of that?
Hopefully soon. Hopefully a new situation will come fruition. I'm not sure if it will, but hopefully.
Okay, well, I'm aware of a new thing that's coming into your life that's going to take up time, okay? And I know I want to see that you, it's kind of like making me feel a little bit tired, a little bit exhausted to start off with, but we'll soon get used to it, okay? And I want to use the word again. We'll get used to it again. So whatever that is, whether it's like, as I said, a new job or something, or maybe changing hours of a job or something, or maybe even going into a new job, or whether it's something new in your life, I'm not sure, but I know it's something that's it's happened before. It's taken up lots of time, and I know I want to say that you that the more that you put into it, the more you'll get back from it, and you'll get used to it. Okay, so let's not worry about the little details in the beginning. Let's look at the bigger picture, because I know that's where I need to put in your life. The bigger picture is more important than the fine little details of the tiredness, the time I have to put into and everything else. Do you understand that, Danielle?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I know I'm being told off your grandmother as well. see, your grandmother says to me that she wants to thank me for, and you know, she doesn't really need to do that at all. But she says that to me about, thank you for allowing me to be here. And for some reason, you know, she says to me that I have to talk to you about the September month. Would you understand that the September month is important to you?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, whenever the spirit world gives me months, it would always mean like a birthday or a passing or an anniversary of some sort. So I know that the September will be important. See, and I want to see to you maybe the latter part of September. I believe it's like the 27th or the 28th of the September there. So it's either like a birthday, a passing or an anniversary of some sort on that date there. Please think on it. And, you know, you can always re-listen back to the show and download the show if it is just that September month that you don't understand, but I know it's important because your grandma makes me so much well aware of it there, okay? And she says to me, come on, girl, there's no need to worry. I'm behind you every step of the way, okay?
Okay.
Did that help you a little bit?
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much. I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Matthew James.
Thank you.
Hi, hi Daniel. Danielle, what people don't realize is when you work actually mediums where there's say three mediums like we're on stage here together, we're all connecting for you, we can all get the same person through and we can all get different snippets of information, because the irony is with your grandmother, I'm getting little different elements of information from her. I've got her personality, and my understanding is that she is, let's just say, concerned for you, concerned that she would really like things sorted out for you.
Okay.
You know, if she had a particularly sore throat or almost like an emphysema or anything rough around her throat and chest area?
I don't know.
Remember, because I'm getting this constriction in the throat and in the chest area. Now, I think what she's actually doing is she's almost giving me a little cough, as if to say I'm going into not necessarily sensitive territory, but territory where there has been a lot of hurt and a lot of upset as far as you are concerned. And I've got a feeling she's actually talking about personal relationships here, and there's been a lot of upsets and a few downfalls over the years, which there has, hasn't there?
Yes.
Now, what she's actually saying, and I honestly don't know whether I'm in the present or she's referring to something in the past, but her words were she's not sure about the guy that's around him. Now, is that referring to the present time?
Okay.
She's not sure about somebody around you, a gentleman around you. Now, I honestly don't know where I am time-wise here. All I know is she's passing judgment on the people that you get attracted to. You always seem to get attracted to a certain type or the wrong type, if you can understand what she's saying.
Right.
And do you understand why she's saying to me that you're very indecisive at the minute? And then she's going, love life, ? How? These are the words that I'm getting. So the indecisiveness to me is that you're toying with the idea with somebody at the moment. That's how I'm interpreting how she's talking to me.
Is it possible to ask her something?
I can try.
Okay. With who I am with now and who I am moved across the country for, does she approve him?
Well, I will get back what was given. Not sure about the guy around you. Indecisive. She's not sure. Now, I'm wondering if she's not sure because you're not sure, and because you don't know, she doesn't know.
Okay.
But there is an element of indecisiveness there. But also the clue is she's not giving too much away, because I feel the type of person that she is, she wouldn't try to interfere too much, but she would give little hints. And her little hint is this person different from who you've been seeing previously? If not, are we going to get a repeat? Is it an initial T? Is the name with initial T, like a Tony or a Trevor or a I don't know. Is the initial T anywhere?
No.
Because she's given me the initial T, and I really don't know what she's referring to, initial T. I've got one hand. I'm what's she on about? Coming against the brick wall. Ah, I understand. She's kind of emphasizing here, I don't really know if this relationship's going to continue in the form that it is. So somebody has got to change, somebody's got to improve. Does that refer to him?
I don't know.
Because she's very indecisive about this current relationship. She's also concerned about your energy levels. Are you pushing yourself a little bit too hard? Because I'm getting aches and pains here almost. There's no fitness training with you, is there? But there's aches and pains.
A little bit.
So would your grandfather, for example, because I know your grandfather's here as well, and there's a bit of a banter going between them, and generally when I get two souls together, I can get bits of information together. Did he have a left knee problem? Any problems with his left knee, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Right. It was an important bit of information. So if it wasn't your grandfather, are you getting twinges with your left knee, like a cartilage, or any problems with your left leg at all?
A little bit when I run.
Right. Maybe we need to tone things down a little bit, because there seems to be a little bit of aggression in the footfalls and when you're running. I don't know if you take it, if you use your fitness or your running as a therapy at all, but I can almost feel you're slightly heavy footed, like you're thinking something through each time you're running, when you're running.
Right. Okay.
It's all about easing off the pedal and taking things easier, making things easier for yourself. stop fretting too much. That's the real important thing. Stop fretting too much. The guy around you can work out. It's not a disaster. What she's basically saying is it's all about give and take. And it seems to be that on one side, and she's not saying which side it is, because I think she's defensive of you, there's quite a bit of take.
Right.
Now, what I want to actually do at this point, Danielle, is actually leave grandmother, grandfather with you. Thank you for calling in, reminding you that you can download a copy of your reading after the show. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Danielle. I think what we'll do now, Ken, can we have the next piece of music? Because I think what we'll do is we'll have a 5-minute break. We can then come back after the piece of music and take the next caller. So music, please, Ken.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings tarot card reading, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
That was an old Journey classic. I just like playing the classics on this show because I can. I always give a playlist to our wonderful producer, Ken. A few days before, I always try and mix and match a few of the old classic rock songs and a few of the weepies and a few of the ballads, just really to give everybody an idea and a feel of who I am, because you can always suss a person out by the music that they actually listen to, and these are quite common songs that I actually have on iPod playlists. So that was Open Arms. Now, Dagmar, there's just the two of us now, because Mike had to go. So, there's just two of us. You okay with that? I mean, we're right back to the original idea of the show now.
Yeah, that's not a problem. We'll be fine.
Awesome. You did such a wonderful reading for your first reading, considering it was your first one of the evening. Have you done radio shows before? Because you seem like an old hand there.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I haven't actually done radio shows before, but have had lots of experience on the phone lines, and even when I was in conventional work, I did announcements and things like that. So I feel fairly comfortable on a public platform.
Awesome. Now, do you want to just let people know exactly how you connect? How do you work? What senses do you use?
For me, I'm primarily clairaudient and clairsentient. So that basically means that I can hear the messages of spirit and I get a sense of them. There are mediums out there who will be able to say, oh, yeah, I can see a spirit as clearly as if they were like standing there like you and me. But for me, it's more about the sense of them, you know, and listening to what they've got to say to me. When I am clairvoyant, I do see the visions, I see images, and I do get clear signs like that as well. But clairaudient and clairsentient are the primary ones of how I work.
I mean, you probably be like me. I mean, I rarely see them, but I know when I do see spirit, I get pretty annoyed because they always seem to pop up when you least expect them to do.
Yeah. But it's like having this imaginary telephone line to the other world and just going. So much of this work is about trust and just trusting what you're getting. Like the images or information you get might make absolutely no sense to you whatsoever, but it can make the perfect sense to your recipient, to the person who needs that message. And that's what's so beautiful about connecting with spirit, just to be able to give that connection and to give that evidence. You know, like that last client with the bracelet, you know, it was an image that came to me so clearly.
Well, the thing is that it's very, very true. What might seem like ridiculous to you is absolutely vital for the person you're doing the reading for. I mean, I'll give a classic example, Dagmar. I'm doing a reading for a lady, a one-to-one this week at home, and I clearly got a father through, and he still wasn't happy that I'd given enough evidence for her. And suddenly going on about this tiger skin dress and this woman with blonde hair who looked ridiculous in this tiger skin dress. And he gave me this vision as mutton dressed as lamb. The woman nearly fell off the chair and she said, God, he hated that woman. That was such and such a body. And he was always going on about, don't buy leopard skin dresses if you can, because you look like such and such a body. She said, why the hell has he pulled that up? I said, because he says that you're about to buy some new dresses.
Well, it's great. They know.
The thing is, you think you're absolutely balmy. You're giving evidence about this particular dress, but it makes perfect sense to the person in front of you, and they know you've got who you're saying you've got.
Yeah. Look, for me, I think the strangest one that I ever had for a client was I found myself talking about peas. And I'm saying to the spirit world, peas? Come on, you know, peas the vegetable? You've got to be serious. Well, what's this thing about peas? So I just gave it, and she understood it totally. Peas are like my M&Ms at the moment. I know.
It's funny. Without giving any examples, but do you ever do the over 18 messages? Do you ever get anything that's really embarrassing?
Sometimes I've had things that are embarrassing, and I'm a little bit reluctant to talk about those.
Yeah, we're not going to do, because this is a family show. But
yes.
I think we are both mutual in things that we actually get. Because you remember the last Melbourne MBS? You did the last Melbourne, didn't you? The last Mind, Body and Spirit.
Yeah,
I got something rather embarrassing during that show, but it was during that the readings that I did there. But all I know is that sometimes it's the most embarrassing things that offer the best proof.
Look, that's true, but I think you have to be in a one-on-one situation or in a very good environment to be able to give that kind of thing. Like, you certainly wouldn't give that kind of thing when you're doing a platform demonstration, or you'd be very delicate about how you phrase it.
So how would you deal, right? You're in front of an audience, right, and your first message is a cross-dresser who's standing in front of you. It's a man who's dressed in a dress, and he's giving you an... How would you go about giving that in a live show, Dagmar, as your first message? Because that happened to me in Melbourne. That happened to me when I was doing a live show, and that was the first message.
I've actually had that too. I was at Tumberton Spiritual Centre here in Upway in Victoria, and... I think I use the word flamboyant. There's a very flamboyant gentleman in front of me, and the way I described him, the lady was able to accept the gentleman with the description, with the words that I used, like flamboyant.
Yeah, because all I know is that he was insistent, and he was pointing me with me exactly where the lady was, and in the row, exactly where he was pointing, this woman was shrinking in the seat and trying not to have any attention on her. And I had to coerce her for about 5 minutes before she admitted that this is her close friend and associate who was a cross-dresser.
Oh, that's interesting. Actually, I had, I think, about three takers for this gentleman when he first made his appearance.
And then in the same show, I actually got someone's sister-in-law through who was a former prostitute. And you can imagine what she was doing to voting in front of me.
Oh, well, that's a new one on me. I haven't had that one yet.
I mean, we share a common means of communication, because I work as a clairaudient and I work as a clairsentient. So as a clairsentient, do you actually get the actual conditions that spirit have? Do you get, like, if someone's had a heart attack, you feel the heart attack?
Yes. I do get the conditions and the impressions that they do. Spirit impress that on my body, yes.
It can be painful or what, man.
It can be, but it's like all of a sudden you get something that you know is not your own, and then as soon as you identify it, it leaves you, which is fine.
Oh, it's fine, but if you're like me, I mean, I can have a client on, say, a Monday morning, right, and Sunday afternoon, their person, their family member comes through, and I can have terrible aches and pains or heart conditions or tiredness or whatever for the entire day before the reading the next day.
Okay, I ask spirit to step back a little bit. I don't have it that intensely for a whole day beforehand. No, not as intense. I generally get it maybe a few hours before.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever had waking up really bad in the night and thinking, oh my God, this is it for me, I've got a heart attack, or good, I'm in terrible pain, and it turns out it's the person for the next day?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, just quickly before we go into the next caller, what happened to me very, very recently, and I mean, the wife can validate this, we're walking around our local hyperdome, and I can hardly walk. I can hardly keep up with Chris. I'm normally like walking, striding through the Hyperdome. I'm absolutely exhausted. I can hardly breathe. And I'm saying to Chris, God, I feel like a 65-year-old man who's got heart disease or he's got lung cancer here because my lungs were killing me.
Yeah.
My client came to me in the afternoon and her father communicated with me. He was 65. He had lung cancer. He used to love going shopping. He was following me around the Hyperdome and he used to hardly be able to walk. I got his conditions entirely.
Wow. That to me, that's just amazing, the power of spirit, how they work and bring that through to us.
That's right. I mean, because he made me walk in his shoes. And I didn't realize that it was him. Because if I'd realized it was him, I would probably say, hey, wait a minute, hang on, you're coming in too soon. But because I was walking in his shoes, I knew what he felt like. I knew what his aches and pains were. I knew what his mindset was. I knew what his hopes and fears were. So when I was doing the reading for the lady, I suddenly sussed it with the father, and I divulged the whole lot. She burst into tears and she said, oh, my God, without a shadow of a doubt, that was my father, because that's how he used to think. That's how he used to walk. That's what he used to talk about. That was everything. And I thought that was probably one of the best connections I've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Sorry.
It's all right. Carry on.
Sorry, Matt.
That's all right. I broke into your conversation then. Carry on, Dagmar. I've got a habit of breaking into people's conversations.
what I was just going to say is just about how we can take on sometimes spirit's characteristics or say words that exactly the words that they would have said, and then you get a client saying, yep, that sounds exactly like them. And it's just them in putting their impression of how they were onto us, and it's wonderful.
It's awesome because our job, isn't it? It's not just survival of life after death. It's to validate that you actually have the person there. And as a medium, we have a right to we are a telephone, to have that two-way conversation where you've got to impress on your client that this is very real for one thing on the earth plane. It's also very real for them on the other side. They are there and they are wanting to say, look, I am here and thank God I've got this telephone because I've got so much to say.
Well, that's right. That's true.
How long have you been doing it, doing readings, Dagmar, just out of interest?
Well, I've had my business for about 8 or 9 years, but overall, look, doing readings for people, probably I would say a whole lot longer, because you know what it's like. You end up doing little readings for people when you don't even realise you're doing readings sort of thing.
Right, so all I was going to say was it's evidence with the quality of that message, that first message you gave.
Okay, yep.
I mean, I know I commented to you on Skype. I went, that was awesome. That was a fantastic message.
Well, thank you. I have someone I know who says it's the toothpaste. And it sounds like a bit of a silly expression, but it is the cream. It's what makes things special. You know, you want to try and get that thing that is really special to that person. And I do think sometimes people don't understand. They want that person's name. They just so badly want that person's name. And yet they get this wonderful evidence around who this person was like.
And they forget.
They forget sometimes it's all about the person. You know, we can only do how much we can do, but to get that cream, you know, to get that wonderful little piece is what we strive for. I was just thinking just then about Mavis Patilla. Have you ever seen Mavis Patilla work?
No, but I've had some really good reports about Mavis, how good she is.
Well, I saw her at Arthur Findlay College when I was there in August 2009, and if you're talking about someone to aspire to, this is a lady that I really aspire to, because I saw her up on platform and she was talking to spirit like even more than I guess most mediums, because she was saying, you know, I have I have your Uncle Bill here and your brother Tom and your sister Judy, and she's naming off the family tree like as if she's reading it off a piece of paper. And it was just, and you have your medicine cabinet, you have your medicine in your the third cupboard in the kitchen from the left. And it was just, the validation was just amazing.
I mean, that's what we all aspire to be able to.
Absolutely.
Because my old mentor in the UK, I mean, many, many years ago in the 80s when I was going to her classes, she would do stand-up live show, and she could get people's second names. She could even tell people how much money was in a wallet, in someone's wallet, because the grandfather had been watching them at the bar and he could see into the wallet how much money was there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's what you have, it's what I aspire to, and obviously you aspire to be able to give that evidence. I mean, obviously, you've got to rely on the person in spirit wanting to give the name.
Yes. But it's like you have to, I think one of the things, I can't remember who I read it from, it might have been one of John Holland's books, but if you had a choice of being a spirit person, would you desperately, you know, you've got to work with the person. So if you have a name that's very unusual, like even my name, Dagmar, is very unusual, and not everybody as a medium can necessarily get that. So then if I know that my medium can't get my name, and here am I pretending to be a spirit person, then wouldn't I give as much validation around my character and what I was like? Isn't that then evidence? Do you know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, I go for I don't like the common names, because everybody is a Jack or a John or a Paul or a Peter. Everybody can place those names in their family. I prefer being given the really unusual names, because to me that's more evidential. They don't necessarily want to remember the name. They might not have liked the name on the earth plane.
That's very true. How's this for irony? I did a reading for a client yesterday and gave this wonderful evidence around the man, and then I found out later on his name was John, and I didn't give it, because to me, I have the same thing. I don't like to give, you know, a John or a Mary, but it was relevant in this instance. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's crass, where to me, I used to like, really want the names all the time, and I used to get the response back from the spirit world. I mean, and this is the honest truth. Some would go, "Oh God, I forgot my name. I hated my name so much. I would love to be able to give you my name, but I can't remember what my name was."
That's funny, actually.
But I mean, you can imagine it. There's all those wonderful things going on in spirit, and suddenly you're drawn back to the earth plane. Do you want to remember your name? Have you hated your name? You spent every single breathing day on the earth plane hating your name?
Well, that's exactly right. That's it. And, I mean, I think, too, we have to remember that, you know, we are, it is what you said before, it's this telephone connection. And, I mean, you know, spirit can be trying very, very hard to give us a piece of information, but us as the conduit, we just mightn't be getting that, you know, and it might be like that mobile phone call where you're going, "What was that? I didn't get that. Can you say that again? What, you know, you're breaking up.
We couldn't get through to you on Skype. You were shouting through your mic.
I was.
"Are you there? Are you there?" And we couldn't hear you. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of our waffle, Dagmar. I mean, I could honestly talk for the next 2 hours with you. I think I need to go into the next caller. Now, the idea is I'll go first on this one.
All right.
So, Ken, can we have caller 805, please? Hello? Next caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name, please?
My name's Donna.
Hiya, Donna. Thank you for holding on. Thank you for coming in on the show this evening. Do you have a question for us?
I pretty much wanted to know if there was going to be a mate coming into my life, you know, like a partner.
Okay.
I've been like several years without someone.
Okay, now, let me just confirm that I have got the right connection for you. Would you by any chance have lost a mother figure? I'm saying mother figure because it could be mother, it could be grandmother, or it could be both.
I have.
Is that a mother? And she a very insistent lady? Because she pushed through. She came straight through. She pushed up. Right. She's saying very much that she had a bad chest and she had aching pain. She had sore arms. She's had sore legs. She had a lot of dietary issues. She's shown me a kitchen. She's missing a kitchen. She's missing things so much. And it's reciprocated that you miss her, she misses you.
Yes, very much so.
And the vibration I get with this lady is I've now actually got tears in my eyes. That's the relief of the connection with you.
Yes.
Now, what has been standing between her and you is some skeptical male in spirit who she's finally been able to overcome. Now, I don't know if that was her father who was quite domineering or it might have been a brother. It's not important.
I think it was my father. He died last May, and they were divorced for like 25 years, but I think,
okay.
Yeah.
And he was quite a domineering character?
Absolutely, yes.
Because she's pushed her way through almost like he's saying, no.
Yes.
If you go through and you start talking to Donna, you're going to give all the secrets away. And let him have his sleeping dog's lie, because there's a lot of things that happen between us that she doesn't know about. And I know with your blabbing mouth, you'll tell her. That's how he's saying it.
Oh, my. Yeah, he was a bit like that. Yeah.
And his hands are up and he's saying, don't you dare tell her. Don't you dare tell her.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she does.
Yeah, apparently, he's emphasizing there's quite a lot of anger that you have for him.
Yes.
Now, my apologies if I get this information wrong, but he is showing me a belt. So I don't know if he did actually physically hit you or he threatened to hit you, because there is an apology for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a child. Yes, definitely. Yes.
So you can understand there is a father who is apologizing to you because it was his weakness. He showed weakness. Instead of acknowledging your strength and your determination, he showed weakness. He should have acknowledged how strong you were because you were very single-minded, and he is holding himself responsible for the way your life turned out, because if he hadn't have done those things, he wouldn't have given you a fear.
Yeah.
He says you've got a fear of the ego-driven, strong person, because straight away your hackles come up and you go on the defensive.
Right.
You understand what he's saying, because he's trying to make it perfectly clear. He's coming across angry towards me, but he's only trying to press his point forward. He's trying to stress it.
He's always been an angry person with my mother and... No, I mean, she couldn't win an argument over anything.
Well, he is definitely telling me how things were. He's not giving me a this could be, but he's saying this is how things were. And he's remarking about the conversation that we had previously about the Jacks and the Johns and all the common names. And he said, to get names out of this family, it's all common names. And we all seem to have the same name, like you've got John named after John or Jack named after Jack, and it's really boring. Nobody could think of the original names. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, I think it's pretty true.
And he says there was nothing special about our family, and then there's Donna. That's how he's saying there's nothing special about our family, and then there's Donna, the black sheep, and that's how he's describing you.
Absolutely, Mike, absolutely.
And he's basically saying that you're not to go for the naval type or the defense type or the services type. You've not got to go with somebody who's lost their emotion. You need somebody who's a bit of a softie. You need a medical type, somebody who knows how to cry.
Absolutely, yes. I don't care for that other type for myself, no.
He doesn't want you to date the guy who's in the Navy or the services, so I don't know if there's somebody around who has had that in his background or even in his family background.
Okay.
So I don't know, is that name, is there somebody of that background around you?
No, not yet. No, I don't think so.
Please say not yet, because he says you're going to be playing the dating game.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be wondering over three men.
Oh.
So it doesn't mean you're dating three in one go. It says you'll be scrutinizing three, and you to dismiss one who's in the defense, but there is somebody who might be a paramedic or somebody who's of that nature. And all I know is I'm using my fingers here, like, to emphasize things. This is your mother. She's complaining about her fingers. You know when you click your fingers and they crack? That's what she's doing.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I could see that she had problems with her fingers, yeah.
Fine. Now, she's emphasizing to me so much about, did you get all the things out of the kitchen? Did you get everything? Or did he get rid of it all? And he must mean your father, because I take it, obviously, your mum went first.
Yes, my mom went first.
So who was he that nearly could have taken things from you? Or who was the person who was sorting the estate out? There was a male. She was referencing a male. Because there's things
my brother.
That you should, right. Was he a bit, is he a domineering type that would just have thrown things out and he's not into things of sentimental value?
Yeah, probably.
Right. She's emphasizing this, that you're looking at or considering another property. Right, and because you're looking at or considering another property, you've got all the other things that have to go with it, like the utensils, like the fridges, like the freezers. Was any of your mum's stuff retained, and i.e., did you get it?
Well, there's eight of us, eight kids, and I don't think I got too much from my mom. But I have photographs of her, and I have a sweatshirt that she
right.
wore that I kept.
Right. What her word is, and my apologies to anybody that's offended, she's saying, shit, that didn't go right.
That sounds like my mom.
You were in need of things because of your financial constraints, and it put a lot of pressure on you, whereas there's all these things that probably got junk that you could have ended up with or you should have ended up with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because she says she had a full kitchen and she knew where everything was. It was like, it might have been compact, but everything, she knew where everything was and she knew what it was. And she's like checking the inventory and saying, where did it all go? I was proud of that stuff.
Yeah.
And your brother is too much like his father for his own good.
Yeah, right.
Geez, you're right in the pecking order. Are you fifth in line in the pecking order, fourth or fifth, somewhere in the middle?
I'm in the middle, Mike. Of
Matthew,
the eight, I'm in the middle. Huh?
So you're number four. You're right piggy in the middle then.
Right.
Who's fifth in line? Is that a brother as well?
That's a brother.
Okay. Ooh, she hasn't got a lot of good things to say about him. Oh, my God, he's going to sort his act out. She's like, giving her a headache, she's saying.
That's funny.
Now, to answer your question, because this woman's in and she wants to talk, she can, pardon the pun, she can talk for Britain, she can do nothing but talk. She's trying to answer your question and she's saying that in order for you to settle down, and she's showing me indications that you are going to settle down, in order for you to settle down, you've got to know the type of man that you want. You don't want to keep changing overnight. You seem to keep changing your ideals overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
yeah.
go through a mile, do you, and say, oh, I like him, oh, I like him, oh, I don't know what type I'm interested in anymore, because there's confusion here.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, when are you due the next day?
What do I do every day or the next day, like
no,
tomorrow?
What,
or?
What, no. What When are you due your next date?
But I don't have anything lined up. Nothing lined up. My sister's coming to visit, and hopefully she's going to get me out and more social, and we're going to join some clubs.
So it's your sister who's going to matchmake you then. Okay. Because what we're actually talking about a lost opportunity. So when she's referring to a lost opportunity, it's a Max or a Mike or something of that vibration who we may have known or may have had an association with. That's what she's saying. She's wanting to bring somebody in that you should have been in a relationship with, like a Max or a Mick or a Mike or even a Marty or a Martin. I would accept. It's that sort of vibration.
There was one fellow I think I should have been in a relationship with, and I kind of messed it up, yeah.
Well, she's on about that lost opportunity coming in. Now, what I'm going to do, Donna, I'm going to hand you over into the very capable hands of my guest, Dagmar, and get Dagmar to fill you in a little bit more information. Dagmar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi,
that
Donna.
Was wonderful. Thank you. Hi, Dagmar.
Hello, Dana. All right, well, I do have a lady here in spirit, and let me just see if this is the lady that, excuse me, that Matt was just connecting to. This lady, she's giving me all of this congestion in my chest, and I feel like that, excuse me, see, it's like all of a sudden I'm just feeling so congested, I'm feeling like, that there's I feel like that maybe I've got pneumonia or something like that, and I feel like that I'm all it's really in my chest. It's really settling in my chest. So can you place the lady who had like a bronchitis or a pneumonia? Is that your mum that we're talking about, or is that
now
someone else?
Well, she had cancer of the kidneys, and it went to the lungs and everywhere. So it might still be her.
Yeah, I would say it was the lungs that she's really addressing here, and it's showing me that there's this real congestion, like I can't breathe properly. And I feel like, I know that you just told me that she had cancer, but she was giving me the impression that she was in and out of hospital a lot, and she needed a lot of care for quite some time. I would say even as much as almost 2 years. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, then this would be your mum that comes in here, and she shows her to me as slightly different than she did with Matt, but that's okay. Now, with regards to your question, she wants to talk about these men around you, and I was specifically getting two around you. Now, I did hear what you were saying, that, you know, you're not seeing anyone at the moment, but I feel like I have to first of all talk about a past relationship that it seems that there was a difficult breakup with a past relationship. I'm just getting a real feeling of knives in the back, that kind of thing. And your mum here is making me aware that that's still somehow affecting you. The last thing you would want, I mean, anyone wouldn't want this, to have that coming in again. But there's a little bit of fear of someone coming in like that and then not staying. Now, I also get here, I have to make mention of a second person, but this feels like that there is potential for you to meet someone fairly soon, because I'm just getting someone really friendly, someone very outgoing. I've got to be honest, it doesn't feel like that's going to be the relationship that you're going to end up in. She shows me now someone else, but all of a sudden I feel myself drawn into the future, and I would say that we're in the 6 to 12 month time frame. I'm being shown a family, and it's saying to me, it's being shown to me, yes, you will have a family. I do get shown a pregnancy around you. Would that be right, that you still want children and you want that family thing?
No, I'm too old for that. Yeah, it's
really?
Not possible. Yeah, it's not possible. I can't have.
That's all right. Hold the thought. There's something about still having a family. And if I'm wrong about the pregnancy, then there's something about this man perhaps having a family. There's still that sense of family that comes to the situation for you. I know I have to talk about the family. So
I would love that. I would love for him to have a family, that I could be part of a family, because I'm all by myself. Yeah.
Okay, well, the family thing is the most important thing. So I apologize about the pregnancy. It was just that sense of being totally nurtured, that sense of totally having that family around you. The man that I'm seeing around you is, I don't want to call him soft, but the word is stable. He exudes that sense of stability that comes into your life. And to me, he is truly an equal. Your mum makes me feel like that the men in your life previously have not been your equal, that there's been an imbalance in the relationships that you've had. So this person who comes in is a good influence for you. And she says to me she's bringing him to you. She will send him to you, but all in good time, she says, all in good time. I am getting a crossing of the heart, which says to me that, you know, you might even be thinking to yourself, is this too good to be true? But I assure you, she says to me, he absolutely is. I'm not sure if he's got a connection to the farm or to the land somehow, but I know that he's very practical, he's very down to earth, he's very like I said, stability is what comes in with him, and this sense of family. So please take that from your mum, that she's looking out for you. I know your dad's here. I didn't want to touch on your dad so much because I feel like that Matt's covered that. But the word that she gives me to finish off here is success. You will have a successful relationship, but the message was all in good time.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Yeah, that's gonna be great. Wow.
Yeah.
So, pardon me?
Sorry, say that again, Dana.
No, I had two dreams with my mother, and we're two dreams at two different times, and we're celebrating, and there's joy, and we're so happy. You know, it's just wonderful.
Okay, well, that is absolutely wonderful, because that's her way. You know, dreams are a wonderful way for spirit to be able to connect to us, because when we're sleeping, our conscious mind is sleeping, but our subconscious is still awake. And our subconscious mind, you know, that's the way that they can access information, and that they can connect with us. So she wants to connect with you and give you that sense of celebration. Yes, wonderful.
Thank you, Dagmar. Thank you, Dana, for calling us this evening. Thank you both of you. I know we've got about 15 minutes left. That is why I'm interrupting. If you want to get a download of your reading after the show, Dana, it will be available on Mike Spirit FM, so you can get a copy of those readings from us this evening.
Yeah, next month I'll see about getting a private reading with both of you. I appreciate
your time and everything.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Dana. I think what we'll do is we'll just go into a song, and then we'll have some time for our last reading. So if we can have our music, please, Ken. as another classic, as this time that was Genesis, Turn It On Again. I believe it was off the Duke album. That was a big Genesis hit, and I just thought, oh, I'll play that this evening. Now, we've got time for one more caller, and in case I don't get a chance to thank you for coming on the show, Dagmar, I will thank you now. It's been lovely talking to you on the show. It's been awesome having you on as a guest, and I hope you will be interested in coming back on the show at a later date.
Well, lovely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great being here, and do feel free to call on me. I'd love to be here again.
Awesome. Do you want to just let everybody know how they can get hold of you, your website?
All right. My website is inspirationalinsights.com.au, and I am available for phone readings, Skype readings, and private in-person readings.
Thank you for that, Dagmar. Now, I've just got a feeling from what I'm linking in with that our last reading is going to be about spiritual awareness and psychic ability. I've just got that feeling. Next caller, 631, are you there, please?
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm glad I got on, yay. My question actually is, when you see a partner for me, a love relationship, and do you see my son ever coming back to live with me?
The irony is, Suzanne, hi Suzanne, where are you calling from first of all?
Long Island.
Oh, right. The first thing I was getting was you're doubting your own ability and you're doubting things at the minute.
Well, I know I'm trying to be optimistic. I am.
Well, it's just that, like I'd said just before I got you online, that I was going to talk about psychic ability because I got told straight away, and I believe it's a grandmother, that there is psychic ability with this one, but you seemingly lost it. So in other words, you used to be very intuitive and you used to believe in things and believe in yourself a lot, but I think it's been neglected.
I guess because I've been be down a lot in just over the recent years, and I'm having hope and everything, and I'm trying to rebuild. And it's been a long time since I've had a partner, but I'm praying to God for one, so I think it's coming around the corner.
Right. This grandmother, would this be Mum's mum, please? She's adamant that she's here. Right,
yeah.
And she's very, I'm saying it precisely, and what she's saying very precisely is, she's dealing with one thing at a time, and she's getting me to talk very slowly and calmly. We've got to deal with your son's situation first. And from what she understands, your son actually wants to be with you.
Yeah, he does, but his dad is very cruel, and he won't let him come back.
Again, I'm going to say something online. Right. Right. Did I speak to you last week, Suzanne?
Probably a couple of weeks ago, not last week, because I didn't have a phone for like a computer for like over a month or two.
Yeah. Because your son's 11, isn't he?
You got it. Yep, he's going to be 12 next month.
Yeah. Okay. Because what I'm going to do is, because I've read you before, and I'm probably going to give you the same sort of information, I will hand you over to Dagmar so you can get a different reading, because I know that your son's coming back.
Yeah, that would be like a miracle, though. I don't know.
Right. Can I just hand you over to Dagmar, only because I've done a reading for you before?
Sure.
So Dagmar,
sure.
Are you there, Dagmar?
I am. Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Oh, good. Well, the thing was, what was coming to me as I was connecting into spirit for you, I did feel like that there was a very caring, very nurturing lady who was here. I would say that she did feel like a grandmother to me as well. Wasn't showing to me too much about how she passed at this particular point in time, but I know that I feel like, can you understand that there's one of these grandmothers that you've got, that she would have moved away, or that she would have, but there would have been some distance somehow between the two of you? I actually feel like that the grandmother that I've got that you didn't know very well.
Well, one I didn't know very well, and one moved to Florida, and I live in New York.
Ah, okay. I heard you saying, okay, then I'm not quite sure. All right, hold on a sec. I'm just going to connect in with her and see what she says. Hold, give me just a sec. Can you place that there's a lady who would have been in a coma, either she had a stroke or that she was very...
Yes, that's my grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay, all right. Well, then I am connecting into the same lady that Matt was kept connecting into. So she is definitely here making her presence known. Now, I do want to give you some encouragement. The man that I believe was your husband, I get him as being a man who likes, dare I say this, to cause a little bit of trouble. He likes to muck things up, and it just feels like he thrives on that, somehow on attention and on just disruption. Does that make sense to you?
Sure does.
Okay. The message that I've got here is that somehow, yes, you will get a reconnection with your son, but it's still not going to be an easy connection. It's not miraculously going to be wonderful. It's like you will get some chance to spend some time with him.
I do spend time with him. I wanted him to come back to live with me. I spend time with him.
No, hold on a sec. There's more to this. Are you aware of somebody moving? I have to talk about moving around you at the moment.
I just moved a month ago. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. I know I have to talk about moving, but there's something here about spending more time. It's not just about the time that you're spending, and I was just wondering whether he might want to move in with you also for a little bit of time, but I'm seeing still that back and forth. So hold the thought. My feeling is I'm probably seeing probably 3 to 6 months or something like that ahead, where there's a feeling here of coming back into your life more and more, of actually spending more time with you. But it's almost like he's going to spend more overnights with you than you currently have.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
I am, yeah.
Okay, it's still being shown to me as juggling between the two. So it's not like he's going to be with you all the time, but I'm just getting... The problem here is that I see your ex as being the problem.
He is, yes, he is, yeah.
Okay.
So is he going to just be the problem for the rest of my life, and he's just going to live with his dad for the rest of his life until he's 18?
Look, like I said, at the moment it's just being shown as back and forth. So I've got to say, it feels like you're going to have more time with him, but I have to give it to you the way it was given to me. It's not like he's miraculously going to just stay with you the whole time.
Well, no, he wouldn't stay with me the whole time. He would see his dad, too. I guess what I'm asking, he lives with his dad now. He sees me on the weekends, but not really was supposed to because of his dad. And I want him to come and live with me, go to school where I live, but still see his dad like every other weekend.
At this time, it's not being shown to me that that's going to happen. It's you're going to have more time with your son, but not necessarily him coming to live with you.
Okay.
Now we're going to have to cut in here, Dagmar,
yep,
only because we've only got 4 minutes left, and
yep.
I'm going to have to do that.
Now, do you see a man coming into my life real quick?
Well, if I may answer that, yes, I do feel like that you will have a man coming into your life. But again, it's a few months away. It's a little bit away. I'm sorry, I don't want to take up any more time. I know that there's so much more that I could delve into with you. I could spend probably an hour with you going over all of this.
Okay.
Thanks, Suzanne. I'm sorry I've got to cut it short. It's just that we're right at the very end of the show. So all I can do is thank you for calling in. Thank you so much for calling, and I'm glad you managed to get through and you got something from us.
All right, thank you.
It's a pleasure. And thanks, Dagmar. Thank you so much. I will be having you back on the show.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Cool. And I hope next time we get Glenn on as well.
That would be great. I know he's looking forward to having some time on the show as well.
Because we might do that that round table again, because that worked
yep.
nicely with Mike.
It
so anyway, It did. Thank you so much, Dagmar. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Everybody who's had a reading tonight, if you wait until the show finishes, you will be able to get a download copy of the show and your reading from Mike Spirit FM. I have been your host, Matthew James. This is Conversations with Spirit. Same time, same place next week for my next guest. It's going to be another Australian medium. It's going to be from another state, another friend of mine. It's another reading style, another chance to obviously get live readings here on Conversations with Spirit. So from me, it is good night. Thank you for listening so much to the show. If you want to hear more of me, check me out on www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's my website. So for now, Ken, outro, please.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.